The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks. You back?
Hello, my favorite team in the afternoon who I missed terribly. I am back.
You see how diplomatic she is. We her favorite team
in the afternoon. I did pick that up. I did. She was so well up until that point.
We're the only team in the afternoon. And Howard Feldman, she tells that he's our favorite team in the morning.
I know.
Listen, guys, I've spoken on many channels. Mostly in the afternoon. So there.
No, very good, very good. We will take what we get. So, thanks for that. Rolene,
You know I love you.
Yeah, we do.
Before we get into this, could I please just tell Alon? Alon wants our telegram number. Can I please just get it out, Rolene? 061. It's the same as the old WhatsApp number. 061-895-1019. That's the number, Alon. All right, everybody else, I'm going to have to get to your messages after we've spoken to this lady.
Rolene, Kathy and I were both smiling about the first story that you want to talk about, being the fact that Israel invites Saudi and Iraqi journalists to Israel. That is kind of a very positive, heartwarming development, isn't it?
Isn't it? I mean, the other day, early in the morning, because only for you guys do I get up at, like, not even when the sparrows have gotten up yet in London. We chatted about the fact that Israel's foreign minister, well, the current foreign minister, who knows what's going to happen in September, and the foreign minister of Bahrain met in Washington. They posed for a picture. It was all extremely positive. And those are things that have been happening at a diplomatic level, and we've been covering a lot, Manama and issues coming out from there. But what it is extraordinary now, as you just mentioned, is the fact that the Israeli foreign ministry have invited about six Saudi Arabian and Iraqi journalists to come to Israel, and them being in Israel will meet, and as guests as the foreign ministry, mind you. Now, while this is not an establishment or something that denotes formal ties between Israel and these countries, it's quite exceptional because they will, A, be given the opportunity to hear Israel's perspective on a lot of geopolitical issues, but also they will have the opportunity to visit places like Yad Vashem, like the Knesset, although I don't know how much they'll love us after visiting the Knesset with the balagan and the shouting. But, hey, that's our vibrant democracy. As well as religious places, and I'm sure for these journalists, this may be the first time they are exposed to other religions and other religious sites. So this is really an extraordinary moment, and I really hope that this does mean that we will see formal ties being established between Israel and Arab countries or Gulf countries. I mean, the fact that Iraq is there, I mean, Iraq who recently announced that they will be stripping their former Miss Iraq of her citizenship for posing for a picture with Miss Israel. I mean, this is a significant step forward.
So do we assume, Rolene, that the authorities up on high have okayed these visits?
Well, it is an official body. In fact, it is the foreign ministry that have invited them. So I'm hoping that this has been okayed by the upper echelons. But and even if it hasn't, this is quite a risk that they are taking and that they prepared to take.
Yeah, I wasn't actually talking about the Israeli side of it. I was talking about the Iraqi and Saudi side of it.
I think that even if it's not official, I mean, we might see them deny it, you know, given the fact that there are no formal relations. But they're here, and hopefully if they – it also shows, if it's not official, a curiosity on the part of Iraqi and Saudi journalists. I would imagine it would be official, but it does show a significant curiosity, which is also a very, very good thing.
Okay. Let's talk about Ayelet Shaked. I'm absolutely fascinated that she's going to take over Yemini HaChadash, given that she, at the end of the day, headed up a party that didn't cross the threshold a couple of months ago.
And it's that very party. Very, very interesting, because last week there were rumors that she was talking to Otsma, which is the far right group that created a lot of controversy when Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with them. So she, in a press conference last night, she announced that she'll be re-entering politics, and she will be taking the helm of Hayemini HaChadash. And this comes after Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is rumored to have said to Naftali Bennett, who was number one on Hayemini HaChadash, that if he steps out of the election, if he steps out of this race, that he could be offered the very, very coveted position as Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, because Dani Danon is soon to end his term, as is Ron Derman, I think Mark Regev as well. Three really, really extraordinary diplomats, especially in such high-profile countries and postings. So that was a rumor. So I don't know if this has anything to do with the swap, that she will head the party and he will slip to second, or if their chances are better if she takes the number one post. At least they may have a chance of crossing that threshold. And how will this bode for the rest of Habayit HaYehudi, which is the party that they come from?
Interesting. That's certainly going to be something worth watching. Mr. Corbyn's at it again. What's he doing now?
Well, just so you know, I did not meet with Jeremy Corbyn and or any politicians and or Her Majesty the Queen while I was in London. Quite disappointed not to have met Her Majesty, but what can one do? But latest polls in a Gallup poll conducted within the Labour Party, it has been found that his approval and the confidence that the party has in him has gone down quite significantly. In fact, he has 70% of the Labour Party saying that the way that he has handled the treatment of Jews within the party has been a huge problem, a huge problem for the Labour Party, and only about 47% have said that they believe he is treating well, or at least fairly well, Jews within the party. Now, this comes off the very, very controversial Panorama expose that was on BBC a couple of weeks ago, which he's actually working hard to try, or he worked hard to try and block, and he's working to try and bring some kind of legal action against the BBC, saying that this was an effort by some people to defame him. But there are an extraordinary amount of complaints against Jeremy Corbyn, against other members of the Labour Party for the way that they have treated Jewish members, for ongoing anti-Semitism. And, you know, they actually released a guidebook called No Place for Anti-Semitism yesterday. I mean, talk about something absolutely ludicrous from the Labour Party, but still they stand accused of not doing anything significant and concrete. And about two-fifths of members of the Labour Party actually want him to resign before the next national election in the UK.
Raleen, I'm going to put you on the spot again and ask you, do you think that he is an anti-Semite?
It's a difficult question. I don't think he thinks he is. I do think that he does harbor prejudice. You know, he will probably come out with the excuse that he makes a difference or a division between Jews and Israelis. But the comments that he has made about Israel, pardon, Katz?
He'll draw a distinction between Jews and Zionists.
Exactly. And, you know, for the vast majority of us, you can't draw that distinction. And also his comments have been beyond the pale, no pun intended. And also, to me, his refusal to visit Yad Vashem, that to me speaks volumes. And it's there where I would say, you know, Jeremy, the fact that you are not prepared to visit a place like Yad Vashem, which every human being should visit, especially human beings are serious about combating all forms of racism. That to me says that first of all, it leaves a sour taste in my mouth, and that to me says that you are really veering on being an anti-Semite.
Raleen Marks, as always, thank you for your input. Look forward to speaking to you this time tomorrow.
Ooh, me too.
Thanks, because we're your favorite afternoon team. Thanks, Raleen Marks.
Never.
And you know what? I'm gonna text you when I hear you tell Howard that he's your, Howard and Zanatti, that
the
he's your favorite morning team.
I can't believe she did that. She thought we were that dwarf that we weren't gonna pick it up.
Yeah, what can I say? It is 5 o'clock. Here's your news with Zanatti, who comes from your favorite morning team.